Washington's not the first state to grapple with concerns about marijuana supply shortages. Colorado faced the issue 6 months ago when stores there began selling pot to the public. Ben Marcus is a reporter at Colorado Public Radio, and he's on the weed beat. He saw shelves cleared the first day Denver pot stores opened, but now?
Supply shortage has started to ease as more dispensaries have come online. You know, we only had a few dozen on January 1st. Now we have more than 100. And it's likely to get better and better and better as more dispensaries come online. There are 500 medical dispensaries in Colorado. They are all allowed to switch to recreational, given that they fulfill whatever local obligations they have. So as those dispensaries start to sell recreational marijuana, we expect the price to drop even more.
Just this week in Washington, the Liquor Control Board and the governor announced that stores would not be online with marijuana-infused edibles, in other words, pot brownies, pot butter, pot candy. And officials were particularly worried about safety. Now that two deaths in Denver have been linked to edible marijuana products, are there particular precautions that Colorado officials have taken?
In fact, yeah, there are. There's going to be emergency rules at the start of August coming out, and this is going to beef up packaging standards. It's going to make sure that everybody who buys an edible gets an informational pamphlet that kind of tells them what edibles are and what is the best way to consume them. I think the biggest problem is you have people who are coming from out of state who've never seen edibles like this before. You know, maybe they're familiar with brownies, but we're talking about a staggering amount of edibles and different types. You know, there's caramel corn, there's goldfish, there's cakes, there's cookies, and it's easy for somebody who's uninitiated to overdo it. You know, once you get it in your stomach, it does not come back out until you go through the whole process. When you're smoking, the feeling is nearly instantaneous, and so you can regulate it a little bit better. Now, in the medical market, this really hasn't been a problem because people are familiar with edibles. They know to be careful with them, but people who are new to it are not. And so we don't exactly know what the new rules are going to be. I know that there's been arguments from some of the more conservative members of the legislature to individually wrap these things instead of having multiple doses in one chocolate bar, which is so easy to just finish off a chocolate bar.
I'm talking with Ben Marcus, a reporter at Colorado Public Radio. And yesterday, an organization called the Drug Policy Alliance published a status report on Colorado and its marijuana industry. It was a pretty rosy publication. But in that, what was notable was that crime in Denver is down. The state has collected about $11 million in tax revenue. There's job creation. I'm curious how opponents of legalized recreational marijuana view reports and stats like this.
I think when it comes to crime, too, they'll say that crime was trending down before marijuana stores opened. And it's not clear that marijuana stores are contributing to a lower amount of crime. We do know that there are less arrests for marijuana offenses because now it is legal to have an ounce or less of marijuana on your person. It's legal to grow recreational marijuana. So clearly that's having some impact. But the people who disagree with marijuana say, look, this is the first 6 months. We really don't know what the long-term ramifications are on human health. You know, are more kids going to be getting their hands on marijuana? And what is the long-term health consequences of that? We just simply don't know that yet.
What about the money? I know that this Drug Policy Alliance report is talking about ultimately, not too long from now, $1 billion in gross marijuana sales. People who worry about financial statuses have to look at the tax revenue from that and say, hey, good thing for our state.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, if you extrapolate the first 4 months of tax data that we have right now, you're looking at $600 million in sales, and that's both in medical and recreational marijuana in Colorado. That's nothing to sneeze at, definitely. But there are costs associated with, you know, legalizing a drug wholesale across an entire city, in the case of Denver, with 100 dispensaries, or an entire state with 500 medical dispensaries. There's going to be consequences to that. And the governor's put money aside to deal with youth education and prevention. And so, yeah, the tax revenue is certainly a big deal, but policymakers will always tell you that that's not why they do what they do here. It's not just about the money.
So finally, a question I have has to do with public sentiment about legalized pot sales. Do you see any kind of change on the a groundswell of opposition, a groundswell of people saying, yeah, this is actually not so bad. It's okay for Colorado. Where do people stand?
You hear a lot of people say, look, the sky hasn't fallen. You know, we go about our days. I think one of the big misconceptions about Colorado is that this is a brand new thing. You know, there were 200 medical dispensaries in the city of Denver, as many medical dispensaries as liquor stores before January 1st. So this is not an abnormal industry for the city. The only thing that has changed for the most part is that people over the age of 21 and over with an ID can walk in and buy it. And so the big thing is that a lot of people from out of state are using it. And I think there's some concern. That's the biggest concern, is they're using edibles. They're not familiar with them. And bad things can happen if you overdo it.
Ben Marcus, a reporter at Colorado Public Radio.